Today's Shi'ur Masechta Yuma Daf Mem Vav. We will begin on Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, two lines from the top. Amar Rabbi Elazar Mishum BaKapara. In our previous year, we had discussed that Ramei taught us that every day they made a special maracha. They made a special arrangement on the mizbeach for the avrim, for the parts of the carbon that were brought the day before, that, as we're going to discuss in today's shiur, under certain circumstances, those parts had to be put back on the Mizbeach. And our Gemara discusses Ramea's opinion regarding that Marocha, when and what and where are the halachas regarding that Marocha. So says the Gemara, Amar B'loz Meshimba Kapara, Aymahe Ramea Avery Eilish Neitaisru, the Avery Oila that were left over until the morning. We make a special arrangement on the Mizbeach for those Avrim, the Sidron, and we place the Avrim on that special Maracha. And says Bakapara that is Vefil B'Shabbos. That's even on Shabbos. The Mishnah Melech says that when Bakapara said the statement, it's not to be understood that he was saying it in the name of Rameyer. He was saying that this is what he assumes is Rameyer's opinion, because we're going to find soon that Rav Huna disagrees with Bakapara. So if Bakapara was making a comment that this is what he thinks Rameyer holds, so Rav Huna could say, well, I don't think so. I don't think that's what Rameyer holds. But if Bakapara was saying something in the name of Rameyer, how could Rav Huna disagree? Furthermore, this halacha that he's speaking about is not only on Shabbos, it's of course during the week as well. So Rashi explains that Bakapara is coming to teach us two separate chidushim. One is that the Avery Oila that were left over during the week to the next day, we make a separate Marocha. And then the second Chiddush he's coming to teach us is that even on Shabbos, this may be done. Taisus disagrees with Rashi, and Taisus says that the Chiddush here is that only what was done on whatever was left over on for Shabbos, that's what Ramei is coming to teach us. Bakapara is coming to teach us that even on Shabbos, we make the Marocha. But that we make a Marocha, a separate Marocha, that's really, he says, a halacha that we learned previously, and there's no need to teach us, says the Gemara. But my kamashmon, either Chiddush the Ramei is teaching us, says the Gemara, says the Bakapara is teaching us in Ramei, is not really a Chiddush. Tanina, because we learned in the Mishnah, b'chol yoyim ha'yisham arba marochas. There were four marochas, and as we explained when we spoke about the marochas, one was for the leftover Avrim. So what is Bakapara teaching us that we didn't really learn in our Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav and Ravin, Lo Nitzucha, Ela Psulim. The Chiddush of Ramei is the Avrim Psulim, that the Halach is that we're really not allowed to be Makriv on the Mizbeach, but the Halach, as we learn offered in Shas, is in Olu Lo Yardu, that if they're somehow on the Mizbeach, Lo Yardu, they should not be removed from the Mizbeach. We're learning now a big chiddush that even those Avrim, which are possible, if they did not get completely consumed the day before, the halach is we make for them a separate marocha, and we don't say that they're disqualified and they don't belong in the Mizbeach. But, says Rameya, Dafka, when was that halacha said? Kshemashlam ben Aor, when they started getting burnt. And they became, as we will explain in a moment, lachmoy shel mizbeach. Ava loy mashal ben aor. If they did not get consumed by the fire, then even Ramei will agree that we wouldn't make for them a roch b'fnei atzmoy. We wouldn't make for them a special. We wouldn't make for them a special marocha. So here the Gemara taught us that if mashal ben aor, that's what Ramei says, we make for them a special marocha. In other words, the way most Rishonim explain the Gemara, we're going to have a second lashon, but this lashon that is that by psulin we need to have moshlim ben aor, but by ksherim, if it's the avrim of a carbon that was kosher, most rishonim, Tosfos does bring some rishonim that disagree, but most rishonim have the opinion that if it's ksherim, we don't need to have moshlim ben aor, and it will be qualified to be put on the special maracha. As I said, that halacha is that Tosfos says the Riva and the Ri might disagree. Furthermore, the Chazanis says that this halacha that you need to have Moshlim Ben Ha'or is only on Shabbos. But during the week, says the Chazanish, you wouldn't need to have Moshlim Ben Ha'or even on Averim Psulim. Actually, the Chazanish wants to connect this to a different question that we alluded to a moment ago, and that is Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, if Bakapara is speaking about during the week, or Bakapara is speaking, is Bakapara strictly speaking about Shabbos, or Bakapara speaking about during the week. According to Rashi that we said, the Bakapara is even speaking about during the week, so we could understand that the Chazanis says that when now we had this qualification, it makes a difference. If it was Moshlim Ben Ha'or, Loi Moshlim Ben Ha'or, it makes a difference. It's of Avrim Ksherim or Avrim Psulim. So then we could make that, we could say that it's referring to not just Shabbos, but even during the week. Whereas, if we follow Tosfos' opinion, where Tosfos said that everything that's being discussed in our Gemara is only regarding Shabbos, it's not talking about during the week. There, says the Chazanish, if we're going to follow Tosfos' understanding of our Gemara, then the halacha would be, it makes no difference if it's Shabbos or during the week, if it's Avram Ksherim, according to this version, the halacha is, they're always returned to the Mizbeach. If they're not Avram Ksherim, if it's Avram Ksherim, then they're returned. If even Loi Moshlim Ben Ha'or, Avram Psulim needs Moshlim Ben Ha'or. But according to Tosfos, our Gemara is speaking only about Shabbos. During the week, we wouldn't have that nafgamina. So Tosfos explains, where do we take this from? Because the Torah says, when it speaks about burning the Avram, B'chol Mosh V'Seichem. So Chol Mosh V'Seichem comes to teach us all week long. So as we explained, the Gemara said, certainly on Avram Psulim, according to some, even by Avram Ksherim, we're going to learn certainly in the second Lashon, that's the way to look at the Gemara. The halacha is, you need to have Moshlim Ben Ha'or. And the question is, what does Moshlim Ben Ha'or accomplish? So Rashi says that once you add Moshlim Ben Ha'or, they become Lachmashim Mizbeach, means they're the food of the Mizbeach. And since they're the food of the Mizbeach, the halacha is that since they're the food of the Mizbeach, they belong to be put back on the Mizbeach under all circumstances. The Reb Chaim Brisker has a sort of a different approach to this Gemara. Reb Chaim Brisker says like this. He says, when it's Loi Moshlim Ben Ha'or, then the halacha that they have to be burnt is because there's a chiv to burn all karbonos. And since there's a chiv to burn all karbonos, so that's when the halacha applies once it's Moshlim Ben Ha'or. That's before Moshlim Ben Ha'or. And therefore, if there's a chiv to burn the carbon, the only time there's a chiv to burn the carbon are the karbonos of today. The karbonos of yesterday, there is no such obligation. But once it's Moshlim Ben Ha'or, there's a new chiv. It's not a chiv else carbon. It's a chiv because of the Mizbeach. And there are no limitations if it's today's carbon or yesterday's carbon. How much is Moshlim Ben Ha'or? So Rashi says, Moshlim Ben Ha'or means it started getting burnt. We don't need that it should really have gotten consumed in a serious way. As soon as they started getting burnt, it's considered Moshlim Ben Ha'or. The Rambam, when the Rambam speaks about the halacha that we mentioned earlier, that under certain circumstances the halacha is im olu lo yerdu, if kabbonis were on the mizbeach and if they were put there, even if they shouldn't have been put there, they should remain there. And there too, the Gemara says there's a difference if Mashlam Bana Ar, Alay Mashlam Bana Ar. And when the Rambam teaches us that halacha, the Rambam says it has to be mostly burnt. Ruban. It has to be mostly burnt. So the Mishnah Melech discusses, will the Rambam and our Gemara also require that it should be mostly burnt, that Mashlam Ben Ruban, that it should be considered in that category? Or will the Rambam and this Gemara agree that in order to be considered, going back to Rashi's Pshat, that's Lachma Shemazbeach, that it should be considered Lachma Shemazbeach, even like Rashi says, as soon as it was a little burnt, it's already considered Lachma Shemazbeach. Ikad Amri, but there's a different version. Echad Ksherim, Vechad Psulim. According to this version, both Ksherim and Psulim, the halacha will be, in Mashlam Bana Ar, if they started getting consumed in, we put them back on the separate Marocha, Eloi, but if they didn't start getting burned, Loi, then we don't have to be, put them back on the Mizbeach. So according to this Lashon, according to the first Lashon, as we explained, Avram Psulim, the halacha is, they have to have Mashlam Bana Ar, Avram Ksherim don't have to have Mashlam Bana Ar. According to the Lashon Shniya, the second version, even Avram Ksherim have to have Mashlam Bana Ar in order to be put back. So ask the Gemara. Bet Kapara said, when he began our Shia today, and said that they made the special Marocha according to Rameya, and Rameya Kapara said, Vafil B'Shabbos, ask the Gemara, Tanina, have we not learned that in the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah described how many marachas they had on Yom Kippur, the Mishnah said, Ayoyim Chomesh, that on Yom Kippur they had five marachas. And the Mishnah explained that they had the standard four marachas that they had every day, and then they had one more maracha because of Yom Kippur. Now, what are the included in those, according to a mayor, in those four standard marachas, is the maracha for the kabbonis from the day before. So isn't this clearly indication from our Mishnah already that they made Yom Kippur has the same din as Shabbos? So isn't that clearly indication that on Shabbos we have such a maracha? Answers the Gemara Amr of Achav Yaakov Itzrach. We need about Kapara to tell us that they made a maracha on Shabbos. Had we not, if we were relying on the Mishnah itself, we would suggest Hani Milahecha Dechal Yom Kippurim Liyosach Shabbos, where Yom Kippur would come out on Sunday, which can't happen in our calendar. But if Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, the halach is Chel v'Shabbos Krevim Yom Kippurim. If Shabbos was the day before Yom Kippur, the leftovers from the kabbonis of Shabbos are brought in Yom Kippur. So that's when we make a special marach. We make this maracha, but Avva Emtzi Shabbos, if Yom Kippur falls on one of the other days of the week, so the Avrim that we're putting on the Mizbeach are only the Avrim that were there from a weekday, Loi. There we don't put such Avrim on a Marocha on Yom Kippur, because it's like Shabbos. Kamash Malan, that no, that Rabbi Kapara came to start the shiur today by telling us that Rameya says we always make this special Marocha, and we always make this special Marocha even on Yom Kippur, even in Shabbos. Amar Rava, man delachayish l'kimchei. So Rava says, somebody who doesn't care about what he says. So Rashi says, man delachayish l'kimchei means that somebody who doesn't care about what he grinds and put and eats, what he doesn't care about what comes out of his mouth. The statement you made, says Rava, represents that you're not really paying attention to what you're saying. Rabbi Eliyakim has a different explanation. Rabbi Eliyakim says there are people who are particular about what they eat, what type of flour they bread they eat is made out of. Is it made out of wheat? Is it made out of barley? But the people who aren't particular, he's saying you're not being particular, you're not being careful in your statement. Ha, says the Gemara, ha b'chol yoyim. The Mishnah says, b'chol yoyim, there were four marachas. It seems that every day there were four marachas, including Shabbos. So we're back to our question, what about Kapara come to teach us that we didn't learn from our Mishnah? Says the Gemara, indeed it's a kasha. But as we've mentioned in previous shiurim, that when the Gemara, and the Ritva says it here as well, that when the Gemara says the word kasha versus saying the word tiyufta, what the Gemara means to say is that it's a kasha, but there's an answer to the question. Whereas when the Gemara uses the word tiyufta, it means there's no answer to the question. So Ritva says that when the Mishnah, if we wouldn't have Bakaparas Chiddush, we would say when the Mishnah says B'chol Yoim, it means weekdays. It doesn't mean Shabbos. The Tzfas Emes says a different pshat. He would say that the Mishnah says that make a Maracha, and make a Maracha even for Shabbos. But even though we made the Maracha for Shabbos, because there are always four Marachas on the Mizbeach, we would not know that we have to put, that we may put things on the Maracha. What we're coming to, what Bakapara is coming to teach us, is not only did we have, as the Mishnah teaches us, that there was Maracha on Shabbos, but Kapara is coming to teach us that that Maracha that we had on Shabbos, we're allowed to put different parts of the carbon on it. Says the Gemara, everything we've learned till now is pligid Rav Huna, is in disagreement. Rav Huna and Bar Kapara have a machlokes, because according to Bar Kapara and according to Rava, a varim of the kabbonis that were brought during the week could be put on the Maracha on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Damar Rav Huna said, Tchilasai Doichem, when we start bringing a carbon on Shabbos, and the Gemara will explain these statements more in a moment, are Doicha Shabbos, the Soifai, but putting the various parts of the Avrim on Shabbos are not Doicha. They may not be done on Shabbos. That means the Karbon Tamid is brought on Shabbos, as we know, but Mayadai, as we'll see. However, the Avrim of the Karbon Tamid that was brought the day before, the Avrim of the Karbon Tamid that were brought from Friday, he says, are not Doicha Shabbos. So the Mishnah Melech says, why are we assuming that Rav Huna disagrees with Bar Kapara? Why can't we say that Rav Huna only said that the Akdara is not Doicha Shabbos, only Kishloi Mashal Ben'ar, when they didn't start getting burnt? But maybe Rav Huna will agree that by Mashal Ben'ar, he'll agree to Bar Kapara that it's Doicha. So the Mishnah Melech says, and this is very consistent with the way to always to approach an Amora statement versus a Tana statement. Amoraim are much more explicit in what they say than Tanoim. Rav Huna said that, as we just read, that Soifa ain't a Doicha Shabbos, that you can't do it on Shabbos. If he meant to differentiate if it was Mashal ben Aor or it's Mat Mashal ben Aor, why didn't he say so? The fact they just made a blatant statement that it's not Doicha Shabbos is a right that he holds that way under all circumstances. Gufa, so the Gemara goes into the statement that Rav Huna made. Gufa Amar Rav Huna, Tamid Tchilasa Doicha, Soifa Eina Doicha. Says the Gemara, what does that mean? Let's try to understand the statement Rav Huna made that Soifa, the end of the carbon, Eina Doicha, is not Doicha. Rav Chisda Amar, Doicha Se Shabbos, the halacha is, according to Rav Chisda, the Avrim of the Kabbonis from before Shabbos, or Doicha Shabbos, Veina Doicha Se Tumah. That means that if the carbon was brought with Tumah, we know that if Klai Yisrael is Tamei, a carbon Tamid is still brought. The halacha is the Avrim of a carbon Tamid that was brought with Tumah are not brought. The halacha will be, we'll shech that carbon, we'll do Zrikas Adam B'Tumah, but we don't bring the Amrim B'Tumah. And that's the way Rav Chisda explains Rav Huna's statement. The Shchitasoi, Tchilasoi, means Shchitasoi V'Zrikas Tamai, Doiches HaTumah are done even B'Tumah, the Soifai, the Akravas of the Avrim, are not Doiches HaTumah. Rabbi Amar, Rabbi has a different explanation of Rav Huna's statement. Doiches HaTumah, the halacha is that even the Avrim of a carbon oila are brought B'Tumah, V'Eina Doiches HaShabbos. They're not Doiches, but if they're from Erev Shabbos, then they don't get brought in Shabbos. And according to Rava, this is the way to understand Rav Huna's statement. Shchitasoi, Zrikastamoi, Vakravasoi, Doicha Shabbos. They're all the parts, all the procedure of bringing the Karbon Tamid are Doicha Shabbos. The Hekrava of yesterday's carbon are not Doicha Shabbos, because we, according to this understanding, as we started a few moments ago, Rav Huna's opinion is that the Avrim of a carbon tamid that was brought from before Shabbos is not put on the Mizbeach on Shabbos.
Amar Abaya, the Rabbah. So Abaya comes to Rabbah. L'didach kasha, I have a question in your understanding of Rav Huna, or Rav Chisda kasha, and I have a question in Rav Chisda's understanding of Rav Huna. L'didach kasha, my question according to you is, Maishna b'tumah, why do you say that the Avrim that are left over, when, even if they're betumah, they're normally brought on the Mizbeach? The Ksib, because the Torah says, b'may adoy, the Torah says when it speaks about the Karban Tamid, Tishmeru l'hakav li b'may adoy, and from that we learn Rafilu Tumah, that should be done even betumah, it doesn't make a difference. So as Abaye to Rava, Shabbos, the Torah also, we know from the word b'may adoy, that the Karban Tamid is brought even on Shabbos. So the halach ought to be that feel b'Shabbos we should be allowed to bring these Avrim on the Mizbeach. Or Rav Chisda Kasha, and then Abaye continues saying, I have a question on Rav Chisda's opinion as well. Maishna b'Shabbos, why are you saying that the Avrim that were here from the day before were allowed to put on the Mizbeach on Shabbos? The Ksiba Me'adoi. So I feel of a Shabbos. So if that's the case, the Torah, when it speaks about Tumah, uses the exact same word, b'mayadoi. So we should learn that the Avrim that were there from the day before can be put on a feel of a Tumah. So the Gemara is saying, both on Rabba and Rav Chizda's interpretation of Rav Huna, we have questions. Amalei. And Rabbi says back to Abaya, loy le didi kasha v'loy le Rav Chisda kasha. I could defend myself both against you, both my pshat can be defended, and Rav Chisda's interpretation can be defended. Le didi la kasha, soifai, the hakrova of the Avrim that were left over from the day before, a ketichlosai. I like the halach of the carbon tumid itself. And just like bituma, when we speak about tumah, when, as I said earlier, certainly shechting a karmen tamid or being zoyrik the dam of a karmen tumah of a karmen tamid may be done b'tumah. So similarly, the avrim that were left from the day before may be brought namidachi, are also been brought the day before Shabbos. However, when we speak about Shabbos, the shchit and the zrika labar mitcha Shabbos. The halacha is that those kabbonis that were done from the day before aren't kabbonis that are supposed to be brought on Shabbos. They are kabbonis that were supposed to be brought the day before. You're supposed to bring it bein arba'im of Erev Shabbos. So since these are not kabbonis that have a place on Shabbos, we are very lenient, as we said, regarding the shechita and the zrik of a karban tamid, that they may take place even on Shabbos. But when are we lenient, he says, regarding kabbonis that are brought, a karban tamid that's brought on Shabbos? That's a karban tamid whose time is to be brought on Shabbos. There, soifa nami loydachi. But when we're talking about a karban tamid that was brought from Erev Shabbos, where the shechita was done on Erev Shabbos, and the zrika was done on Erev Shabbos, because you can't bring a karban tamid, you can't do the shechita and the zrika of a karban tamid whose time was Erev Shabbos on Shabbos. It's of a zmanai batal kabanai. It's too little, too late. Similarly, the halacha would be that the avrim of such a karban are not doicha Shabbos. On the other hand, says the Gemara, Rav Chisda, Rav Chisda's opinion can also be defended. He doesn't agree that just because the shechita and the zrika can be done can't be done on Shabbos of Friday's karban tamid, so too should be the halacha on the burning of the avrim. He doesn't subscribe to that concept because they're two totally separate concepts. Shechita and zrika of a Friday karban can't be done on Shabbos, it's too late. The burning of the Avrim, which always could be burnt, not on the day necessarily where the carbon was brought, could be done the next day, even if the next day is Shabbos. However, he makes a different distinction and goes back to a concept that we've discussed many times in our shiurim. And that is, there's a concept of hutra and there's a concept of dechuya. Certain times, the Torah says that we're allowed to do something that it would seem should not be allowed to be done. Our Gemara
in today's shiur, we've actually already had two such examples. One is example on Shabbos, that we're allowed to bring a Karmat Tamid on Shabbos. And the other example is that we're allowed to bring a Karmat Tamid B'Tumma. But there's a very, very big difference between the two circumstances. When somebody's bringing a Karmat Tamid on Shabbos, it's Hutra. It's 100% Mutter. This man of the Karmat Tamid is 7 days a week, including Shabbos. Whereas, when we speak about on bringing a Karmat Tamid on B'Tumma, it's the Chuyah. The way we always explain the Chuyah, it means the Torah reluctantly allowed us to do it. And Rav Chisda is going to explain that his approach to this halacha is very much built around the concepts of Hutra and Chuyah. And that's what Gemara says. He doesn't, as we explained, doesn't say because the Shechita and the Zerika of this carbon, the Friday Karmat Tamid, could not have been done in Shabbos. That's why the halacha should also be regarding burning of Avrim. But he does make the following distinction. Shabbos, Hutra Hibit Tzibur. With Karmat Shabbos, Karmat Tzibur, of course the Karmat Tamid is the best example of a Karmat Tzibur, is Mutter 100% on Shabbos. And therefore, in such a case, Seifa Namidachi, burning the Avrim of the Karmat Tamid of the day before, is also Mutter. Tumma the Dechuy B'Tzibur, but Tumma, we said, the Torah only reluctantly said it's Mutter. It's not that we, L'chatchila, want to bring a Karmat B'Tumma. The best Raya is, as we learned many times in Masechta Psachim, if we could in any way avoid bringing the Karmat B'Tumma, the halacha is, that's only Dechuy B'Tzibur. That's why Tchilasai, the Shechita, and the Zrikas Damai, which is the main part, the Ikka Kapar, which is the main part of the carbon, Dachi is Daicha Tumma. Saifai, burning the Avrim of the carbon from the day before, the Lai Ikka Kapara, that is not clearly the main part of the carbon, not Daicha Tumma, and we can't, and therefore, but Tumma we wouldn't do so. So Agamar just introduced the concept which we've had many times in Shas, Chutra and the Chuyah. And this is a very important concept to discuss because we know that Chas v'Shalom, if somebody is in a situation of Bikuach Nefesh on Shabbos, so we have to be Michal Shabbos, we have to do whatever we need to do for that patient. But there's a very big Machlokes Rishonim. We look in the Bir Halacha in the beginning of Simen Shin Chav Ches in Shulchan Aruch, big Machlokes Rishonim, how do we look at the halacha of Pikuach Nefesh and Shabbos. Do we look at it as Hutra, or do we look at it at the Chuya? As the Rajba says in Afgamina. Let's say there's a patient on Shabbos who needs to eat meat, but there's Nevela meat available. Should we serve him the Nevela meat to avoid shechting for him meat on Shabbos? Shechita, of course, is a Malacha Deraisa. Are we allowed to shech for him an animal on Shabbos that he should have kosher meat? And the Rajba says, the nafgamina will be if it's Hutra and the Chuya. If it's Hutra, then we're allowed to do whatever we need to do on behalf of this patient. We'd be allowed to shech this animal to have kosher meat, even though it involves Chil Shabbos. If it's the Chuya, then it will be different. Another nafgamina would be where we have a patient in the hospital or wherever. Must we be careful and check every procedure that we're doing on behalf of this patient if it's absolutely necessary? If we're going to say that Chil Shabbos is the Chuyah, so then we can't just be Michal Shabbos and do everything that's normally done in a hospital because we're only reluctantly being Michal Shabbos. If, however, we say it's the Chuya, if we say it's Hutra, then we can be more lenient and do whatever we have to do on behalf of the patient. So the Imri Emes asks a question. The Gemara Masechet Pesachim asks, the Gemara Masechet Pesachim says that in a year where Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, why don't we manipulate the calendar that it should not fall on Shabbos? And instead of having, as when we learned Masechet Pesachim, having an entire discussion and an issue, what we're going to do on such a Erev Pesach that's on Shabbos. So he says, because, and the question is even more difficult, says the Imre Emeris, because for Tumah, we do manipulate the calendar. So he says that our Gemara is the answer. Shabbos is Hutra. Tumah is the Chuya. So since Tumah is only the Chuya, so we try to avoid being Mechal Shabbos. We try to avoid bringing a carbon betumah if at all possible. But as we just learned in our Gemara, Shabbos is Hutra. Since Shabbos is Hutra, we could be more lenient that we don't have to manipulate the calendar in order to be able to bring the carbon. The Torah HaGadosha says regarding the Mizbeach HaChitzen, Eish Tomet Tukar Mizbeach Loisichbe. And the Brisa teaches us that there's an Isser to extinguish the fire of the Mizbeach. And our Gemara now, Amit Hashem, is going to be beginning a discussion, when does that halacha apply? When does the halacha apply that you're not allowed to burn on which fire may we not extinguish? Itmar, so teaches us the Gemara, Mechabe Eish, if somebody extinguishes the coals of the gecholim that we discussed in our previous year, that the Kohen Gadol took a machta full of coals into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, on which he's going to put the Ketoris, or somebody extinguishes menorah, the coals that they took from the Mizbeach HaChitzen, the fire that they took from the Mizbeach HaChitzen to light the menorah, which we also discussed previously. Abaya Mechayev, Abaya says that's a violation of Leisichba, Rava Mapotam. And the Mechaz Chinuch points out that even though the Gemara is saying that Rava says it's mutter, it doesn't mean that Rava holds you may do so. All Rava means to say is that there's no Chiyav Malkus, but there is a Isser to do so. Because Rava is going to say that Kivin the Intik, once they were taken off the Mizbeach for the Mitzvah, we're going to learn in a moment, the halacha is that there is no issue to distinguish them. But, so if that's the case, as the Deres of Mechaz Chinuch, if Rava subscribes to the concept of Kivin the Intik, it shouldn't make a difference, L'chatchila b'di'evit. So the Deres explains what the Mechaz Chinuch means to say, that even if we're going to say the din of Eish Tamet Tukum Mizbeach Leisichba does not apply to these fires, it's still a Bizui Mitzvah to extinguish these fires. And because it involves a Bizui Mitzvah, that's why Rava will agree, says the Mechaz Chinuch, that L'chatchil one should extinguish this fire. The caveat, says the Gemara, B'Rosh Hashem Mizbeach, says the Gemara, if you extinguish the fire, these coals, when they were still on the Mizbeach, the Kulam Loi Pligi, everybody will agree, both Abaye and Rava, the Chayif. Ki Pligi, the Ha'achsei Ara, when you took the coals off the Mizbeach, and you put it on the floor of the Azara, and then the Kavya, and you extinguish it. Abaye Mechayif, Eish HaMizbeachu, they're still considered the fire of the Mizbeach, and as we said, there's an Isser to extinguish the fire of the Mizbeach. Rava Mapotar, the Kivin, as we just explained, Kiva the Nitka Nitka. You're not allowed to take it off. Once you took it off the Mizbeach, then they're not considered the Eish of the Mizbeach, and therefore, you're not, the Isser of extinguishing such a fire is no longer there. And of course, the Miri points out, as is clear from our Gemara, that the Isser of extinguishing a fire from the Mizbeach doesn't mean that you extinguish the entire fire of the Mizbeach. Even if you just extinguish one coal from the Mizbeach, you were over the Savera. Elohadam Rav Nachman Amar Rav Avua. Hamar Gachas Malgav Mizbeach. If somebody takes off a coal from the Mizbeach, the Kiba, and he distinguishes it Chayif, ask the Gemara, Kaman, it seems it's following the opinion of Abaya, because Abaya just taught us that the fire, even when it was removed from the Mizbeach, it's still considered Eish HaMizbeach. And since it's still considered Eish HaMizbeach, you're over Leisichba if you do extinguish it. It seems, according to Rava, that once the fire is removed from the Mizbeach, it's no longer considered Eish HaMizbeach. And since it's no longer considered Eish HaMizbeach, you're not over the Aveira of Leisichba. Says the Gemara, wrong. I feel the time of Rava. Even Rava could agree to the statement Rav Nachman made. Hasam, when What was Rav Nachman speaking about? A situation of loy intik, the mitzvah. It wasn't removed from the mizbeach for a purpose of a mitzvah. So there, Rav Nachman will say, it doesn't make a difference if this fire is still on the mizbeach or it's no longer on the mizbeach. You're over loy sichba. Aval hocha, the reason Rava was lenient in this situation is because intka lemitzvasoi, it was taken into the Kaddish HaKadoshim, it was taken to be light the menorah, so that's why we have the concept of intka lemitzvasoi. But in a situation where we do not have such a concept, could well be, even Rava will agree to Rav Nachman, that if you extinguish such a fire, you're over loy sichba. Ikadamri, but that is a whole different explanation in the machloikus of Abaye v'Rava. Says the Gemara, Ikadamri, dachte arav kavya, when you took a coal off the mizbeach and you put it on the floor of the azara, the kulam loy ployge the potter, everybody will agree that you're not over the lava loy sichba. Ki pligi, the machloikus is the kavya b'roshish mizbeach. You took it off the marocha, but you did not put it yet on the floor. Abaye amachayev. Abaye says yechayev. Eishem mizbeachu. Since you did not take it completely off the mizbeach, it's still considered eishem mizbeach. Rav Avraham Potter, kiven the nitka nitka. Once you take it off the mizbeach, even though you didn't put it yet down on the floor, but kiven the nitka nitka, once you took it off, you're ready chayev. Ask the Gemara if that's going to be the case. Elohad Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Bavua. We just learned from Rav Nachman. The cover chayiv, if you take it off the mizbech and you chayiv, why you chayiv? It's not kabay karava. Because according to this version, both Abaye and Rava agree that as soon as it's on the floor, everybody agrees that you're not over the lav anymore. Answers the Gemara, Hasam, in the case of Rabbi Avuah, lo intkala mitzvasoi, wasn't taken off for a mitzvah. And therefore, even though it's on the floor of the Azara, since it wasn't taken off for a mitzvah purpose, yechayiv. Hacha, in the case that we began the shiur with Abaye and Rava, was intkala mitzvasoi. So we're learning now a big chiddush. In the beginning of the shiur, at the beginning of the sugya, Abaye did not subscribe to the concept of intkal mitzvasai. Abaye now is subscribing to intkal mitzvasai. And Abaye is saying that if it's intkal mitzvasai and it was put on the floor of the Azara, then you're not chayiv. Rava says you didn't have to put it on the floor to be potter. But in a case where the coal was not taken off for mitzvah purpose, in a case where it's not taken off for mitzvah purpose, everybody will agree with Rav Nachman that you have no right to extinguish it. And Tosfos explains, why don't you have any right to extinguish it? It was taken off the Mizbeach. It was put on the floor of the Azara. Because you have an obligation to put it back on the Marocha. And I saw that the Chazon Ish says, if that's the explanation, there will be a nafkamina. By a coal, says the Chazon Ish, that was taken off the Marocha Gedoyla, their halacha is, you should put it back on and not extinguish it. And if you extinguish it, even if it's already on the floor of the Azara, if it wasn't in Kala Mitzvah, so according to this version, you're going to be chayfa le sechba. But we learned in our previous year that there was another Marocha on the Mizbeach. And the Marocha of that was the Marocha Shalk Tairis. And the purpose of that Marocha was not that there's supposed to be, that Marocha is supposed to be burning the whole time. The purpose of that marocha was that they should have coals available for the k'tiris. Because as we explained, they didn't want to use the coals from the marocha gedoyla because those coals had fat on them, they were greasy. So they didn't want to use those coals for the k'tiris. So as long as we have coals available on the marocha shnish or k'tiris, there is no obligation that should be a constant marocha burning and I should keep the coals there. And therefore, the halach, the din of loy sichba, that if somebody extinguishes those coals, would not apply on the coals that were removed from the mizbeach, even if they were not in kala mitzvasai from the marucha shnisha k'tayrus. Hanu lach tarfa klapi, hanu lach tarfa klapi, hanu lach tarfa klapi.